This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Supreme Court today ordered that no fresh suits would be registered under the Places of Worship Act in the country. It also ordered that in the pending cases, no final or effective orders would be passed till further orders of the Apex Court. A special bench headed by CJI Sanjeev Khanna asked the Union Government to file within 4 weeks its reply to the clutch of petitions challenging the validity of the 1991 Act, which prohibits the filing of a lawsuit to reclaim a place of worship or seek a change in its character from what prevailed on 15th August 1947. The bench, also comprising Justices Sanjay Kumar and K.V. Vishwanathan, appointed advocates Kanu Agarwal, Vishnu Shankar Jain and Ejaz Maqbool as nodal counsel to make compilations of pleadings on behalf of the union, the petitioners and the parties supporting the act. The Rajya Sabha has been adjourned for the day amid verbal duel between the Treasury and opposition benches over the alleged bribery charges against Adani Group and nexus between Congress leaders and US-based George Soros Foundation. After the first adjournment, when the House met at 2 p.m., the House witnessed sloganeering from both Treasury and opposition sides. Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar tried to conduct the proceedings amid the din. JDS MP HD Devagowda criticised the opposition for giving notices for a no-confidence motion against the chairman. He said opposition should allow the House to function. Leader of opposition Mallikarjun Kharge accused Mr. Dhankar of being partial. He alleged that the Treasury bench is making factless allegations against the Congress party and the chair is encouraging them. During the remarks of Mr. Kharge, members from both sides continued their protest and sloganeering amid the pandemonium. The chairman adjourned the House for the day. The Lok Sabha also faced repeated disruptions. After the completion of the question hour in the Lok Sabha, Congress MP Jyotimani raised the issue of alleged bribery charges against the Adani Group. Countering her allegation, BJP MP Nishikant Dubey raised the issue of alleged nexus between the Rajiv Gandhi Foundation and the US-based George Soros Foundation. He alleged that the Bharat Jodo Yatra of Rahul Gandhi and his US trips were sponsored by George Soros. Objecting to Mr. Dubey's remarks, the opposition parties, including the Congress and others, trooped into the well, raising slogans against the government. India's retail inflation eased to 5.48% in November, down from 6.2% in the previous month of the current fiscal year. According to data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation, inflation in rural areas stood at 5.95% compared to 4.83% in urban regions. The food inflation rate for November 2024 based on the All India Consumer Food Price Index is provisionally reported at 9.04%, down from 10.9% recorded in October. Corresponding inflation rate for rural and urban areas stood at 9.1% and 8.74%. Benchmark domestic equity indices today ended in negative territory. The 30-share BSE Sensex shed 236 points, or 0.29%, to close at 81,290, and the NSE Nifty 50 dropped 93 points, or 0.38%, to end at 24,549. The broader market indices at the Bombay Stock Exchange also logged losses. Prasar Bharati today signed an MOU with Hockey India in New Delhi to provide live broadcast of the upcoming Hockey India League. With this MOU, Doordarshan has become the official broadcast partner for Hockey India League 2024-25. This league will commence from the 28th of this month in Rourkela in Odisha and Ranchi in Jharkhand. In the FIDE World Chess Championship, the 14th and final match between Indian Grandmaster Domaraju Gukesh and defending champion Ting Liquan of China is underway in Singapore. The winner of Game 14 will be crowned the world champion if the game ends in a draw. Tie breaks featuring speed chess will be played tomorrow. And with that, we end this news bulletin.